All right, 1380 WPHM. President Trump loves his executive orders, and a couple of weeks ago he signed one to reduce drug prices. It instructs federal officials to tie certain U.S. prescription drug prices to price controls in other developed nations. But our next guest says this is not the right approach, and she's written about it in Forbes. Sally Pipes is president, CEO, and the Thomas W. Smith Fellow in Healthcare Policy at the Pacific Research Institute. Her latest book is called False Premise, False Promise, The Disastrous Reality of Medicare for All. Sally, good morning.
Good morning.
We all want to see prescription prices reduced. Why is President Trump's executive order the wrong approach?
Well, because what he's doing is he's importing price control from other developed countries. With the exception of the United States, most countries, if you look at Canada, as a single-payer healthcare system, i.e. no private coverage. If you look at the UK, 90% of the people are in the government national health service. Most of these countries that he wants to try to tie price drug prices to have price controls, which means that the government determines what the price of the drug will be. As a result, very few drugs are developed in these countries with price controls. If you look at the international companies, Sanofi, GlaxoSmithKline in the UK, Sanofi in France, Roche in Switzerland, all of these companies, they develop their drugs in the United States because we don't have price controls at the moment, and it costs about $2.6 billion from a drug being an idea to coming to the market, and only 12% of drugs make it. So it's really going to have a very negative impact on the research and development of the latest new drugs that we benefit from and people all over the world benefit from, although we do sell these new drugs to these other countries with price controls at lower prices. They're free riding off our R&D.
I suppose that's true. Isn't this just a way of justifying the high cost of prescription drugs here by saying, well, it costs a lot of money to develop these drugs? Why do we end up those that use prescription drugs end up bearing the brunt of the cost of that?
Well, because these countries have price controls. For example, in Canada, where I'm from, and you're very close to the Canadian border, mm-hmm. In Canada, where the government runs the whole healthcare system, there's no private coverage for anything considered medically necessary, although drugs are not part of the Medicare system in Canada. The Patented Medicines Prices Review Board looks at the price that an American company is going to offer a new drug to the Canadian government, and they decide whether it's the right price or not. If they deem the price is too high, they come back to the American company and say, we'll only pay this. And in many cases, the American company will say, well, we're not offering it to you at that price, even though you're free riding off our research and development. So in fact, in Canada, Canadians have access to only 44% of all drugs launched between 2011 and 2018, where here in America, we have access to 89% of these drugs. So when government's in control, they determine, you know, what drugs are going to be allowed. And in fact, you know, for people in Canada, many of the drugs don't make it through the Patented Medicines Prices Review Board system, and therefore they don't even have access to these drugs. And what will happen in the U.S. if we, President Trump's executive order, which he signed on September 13th, applies at this point only to drugs under Medicare Part B, doctor part, and Part D, the prescription drug part. So, but it ultimately, I think if this became law, it would move forward to all parts of our healthcare system, and we would be the losers because, as I say, you know, 92% of all drugs launched worldwide are launched in the U.S., and 60% of all new drugs developed takes place in our country, not in other countries with price controls.
So, Sally, is there a way that we can reduce the cost of prescription medicine here in the U.S.?
Well, the thing is that when new drugs are launched, they are protected under intellectual property for 12 years from when the company starts the work until the drug actually appears on the market. There's 12 years of protection. And after that point, the drug comes off the data exclusivity, and someone can develop, a generic company can reproduce that drug, which they can do, or if it's a biologic, it can be reproduced as a biosimilar. And I think very few people realize in this country, 90% of the drugs consumed are actually generic drugs, i.e. drugs that have come off patent after their R&D costs have been recovered. So you know, the generic drug market is very important here in America. And in fact, generic drugs in Canada are much more expensive than they are here in the United States.
Why do you think the president signed this executive order? Do you think this was a purely political move on his part? Because this plan, by the way, he opposed this just a couple of years ago, didn't he?
Yes, in 2018, the Council of Economic Advisers told him that if he signed a price control executive order, it would have a very negative impact on research and development, the approval of new drugs. And so he rejected it in 2018. I think, you know, he's in a tough position. You know, the polls are showing him not doing as well against Biden as he mentions that he is. So I think it's political for sure. And in particular, in Florida, where he's in a tough race against Biden, there's a Republican governor, Ron DeSantis, who actually, you know, supports importing drugs from Canada and importing price controls. And I think, you know, there's a large senior population in Florida, and I think he's promoting this in particular because of Florida, and is trying to get votes among the seniors, and he sees this as a way to get votes. But in fact, it's actually going to be negative in the long run for seniors if this actually comes to being. And there's going to be a process. Alex Azar, the Secretary of HHS, there's a lot of rules. There's the payment systems have to be tested out. I don't even think this would come into being, this executive order, until after the election. But I think it's all political, and it's stumping for an idea that might gain him votes in states with high Medicare populations.
As is often the case with these executive orders, it's one thing to sign it and wave it in front of the camera, another for it to actually be implemented. So while there's nothing happening immediately, there certainly is some cause for concern, isn't there?
Yes, exactly.
All right. Hey, Sally, great article in Forbes. We appreciate the insight. Thanks so much for being with us this morning. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, take care. Bye-bye. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron, Sally Pipes. You can read that article that she wrote in Forbes about the president's executive order to reduce drug prices. She says, wrong way to go about doing it.